today, the UK property market is slowing. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics, World Notice Post, covering finance and property news. Well, UK households are facing an avalanche of cost pressures triggered by rising interest rates and the worst cost of living crisis in a generation. Key mortgage rates soared above 6% this time, and home builders, including Ballymore Properties and Mystery Group PLC, have already said they're planning to cut staff numbers. So perhaps no surprise then that Britain's property market is showing signs of slowing to a crawl after that jump in mortgage costs reduced both buyer demand and the volume of sales. In fact, the evidence is building fast that the housing market is weakening, as the quickest series of increases in interest rates lifted the cost of mortgages. Lenders, including Nationwide and Halifax, say property prices are falling, and some expect a peak-to-trough slump of somewhere between 10 and 12%. Now, the Royal Institution of Chartered Surveyors, the RICS, has published data in a survey for July 2023, and they say that at the national level, new buyer inquiries posted a fall of 45%, like last month's figure of 46% down. As a result, this metric continues to signal a sharp downturn in buyer demand following the latest escalation in mortgage interest rates, they said. And when viewed at the level of the English regions and the four nations, actually all parts of the UK display a firmly negative return for new buyer inquiries over the month. And in keeping with the deteriorating demand backdrop, a net balance of minus 44% of respondents noted a decline in agreed sales during July. That's down from a figure of minus 36% previously and represents the weakest reading for the sales measure since the early stages of the pandemic. And looking ahead, near-term sales expectations have turned increasingly subdued, posting clearly negative readings of minus 45% in July. That's substantially weaker than the respective net balances of minus 38 and minus 11% in June and May. And furthermore, on a 12-month view, sales volumes reported a net balance of minus 25%, indicating a decline, although that reading is marginally less downcast than the reading of 31% down in June. And looking ahead, they said, at the trends in fresh listings coming onto the market, the headline new instruction net balance slipped down 13% in July compared with a 3% fall in June. This indicates a renewed deterioration in the flow of supply, they said. Alongside this, contributors continue to report the number of market appraisals undertaken over the month to be below that seen in the comparable period last year, actually recording a 37% drop on that metric. At the same time, inventory levels on estate agents' books have held broadly steady over the past few months, averaging close to 38 properties. Although that's higher than the lows seen towards the end of last year, supply levels remain very tight on a longer-term historical comparison. In terms of the lettings market, tenant demand rose firmly, they said, over the 3 months to July, as evidenced by a reading of plus 54% of respondents citing an increase. In fact, this points to the strongest quarterly pickup in rental demand since the start of 2022. Against this backcloth, landlords' instructions declined once again, with the net latest balance falling down 30% from down 24% beforehand. And on the back of this enduring mismatch between rising demand and dwindling supply, a net balance of 63% of respondents expected rental prices to increase over the coming 3 months. That's up from a figure of plus 55% in the previous quarter and marks a fresh record high in the series. The RICS chief economist said the recent uptick in mortgage activity looks likely to be reversed over the coming months if the feedback to the latest survey is anything to go by. The continued weak reading of new buyer inquiries is indicative of the challenges facing prospective purchasers against a backdrop of economic uncertainty, rising interest rates, and a tougher credit environment. And just as concerning are the insights that are provided around the lettings market. Demand shows no signs of letting up. Supply remains constrained, and that means rents are likely to continue to rise sharply despite the cost of living crisis. And to reinforce this, Persimmons PLC has slashed hundreds of jobs as stubbornly high mortgage rates grip the UK property market. The home builder said it reduced headcount by almost 300 in the 6 months through to June, and further reviews are ongoing to cut costs by as much as £25 million annually, according to a statement from the company. Persimmons said it was also planning to remove certain specifications in homes that are, quote, less important to customers, resulting in savings of up to £1,800 per plot. UK households are facing an avalanche of cost pressures triggered by pricey mortgages and the worst cost of living crisis in a generation. That's led to a flurry of downbeat earnings reports from the nation's biggest developers, with Bellway PLC also warning of job cuts this week in the face of weak demand for new homes. Persimmons' average private sales rate dropped to 0.59 in the period. That's compared with 0.91 in the same period a year ago. That's as the company's home sales dropped to 4,249 in the same period, compared with 6,652 in the first half of 2022. And Persimmons said its cancellation rate in the first 6 months of the year, that's an early indicator of distress in the housing market, had remained broadly stable at typical historic levels. However, the company said its forward sales position in the first half, including the 5 weeks post-period end, was 30% lower year over year. But the house builder says it expects to sell at least 9,000 homes this year, which is towards the top end of its previously indicated range, and the company also expects build cost inflation to moderate in the months ahead. Against the backdrop of higher mortgage rates, the removal of Help to Buy, and significant market uncertainty, Persimmons has delivered a robust sales rate, Chief Executive Officer Dean Finch said in a statement. We're on track to deliver profit expectations for the year. And Bellway PLC, another UK home builder, says it plans to cut jobs as stubbornly high mortgage rates weigh on demand for new homes. The developer said it was taking steps to reduce headcount across the firm as it navigates a housing slump and an uncertain economic outlook. The home builder said its weekly reservation rate had dropped by 28% in the year through to July compared with the previous year, and that's a sign of declining demand for its homes. The backdrop of macroeconomic uncertainty and the cost of living pressures affecting consumer demand during the year, Chief Executive Officer Jason Honeyman said in a statement, given the affordability remains constrained by higher mortgage interest rates, underlying trading conditions are likely to remain challenging in the near term. Still, Bellway said build cost inflation was softening slightly in the first half of the year after a long period of persistence, and the firm expects cost pressures to moderate in the coming months. Bellway said its cancellation rate in the year, that's an early indicator of distress in the housing market, was 18%, compared with 13% in the same period a year earlier. And the group contracted to purchase fewer than 5,000 plots of land in the period, compared to almost 20,000 a year earlier. In the current financial year, given the level of the order book and prevailing low reservation rates, legal completions are expected to decrease materially, Bellway said in the statement. But we remain focused on maintaining the group's strong cost control disciplines and balance sheet resilience. But of course, the pressure on these home builders will be on through 2024 as the higher mortgage rates stick around and completions slow, and prices, especially for more affordable homes, slide. So it could get very, very messy. And to my mind, this is a very important early leading indicator of more trouble ahead. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.